loss for Cody Morgan. Duff, I think Cody told me on Friday there might have been a Tab Highway race that he had a thought about in the next few weeks.
Yeah, his two runs for Cody are very, very good. So there was some theory that the inside was a little bit off there at Randwick on Saturday, and that's where he made his run. So a lot of merit in that performance because he was was outgraded there and did a really good job.
Guys, and Duff, I'll come to you with Hong Kong, and then I'll get some thoughts from the other boys. But the achievement of Zach Purton the last 24 hours or so, the Singapore Kranji Mile with Southern Legend, who we know so well from here, and then flies back home and rides a half a dozen winners, including his seventh Group 1 of the season.
Incredible achievement. What a champion jockey he is. 11 races there on Saturday, feature day, six winners, beaten a nose in the last bob of the head situation. And, Purton rode six, Marrera rode four, McDonald rode the other winner. It's unheard of. He's just a champion.
With him, Dean, we've all watched him come through from where he was riding around New South Wales to where he is now. He's such a polished jockey and capable of just putting them into the right spot. We know that he's on Beauty Generation and Southern Legend, but he'll do it in their minor races as well.
Yep, we got to see him down here as an apprentice for 3 or 4 months. I think he spent with Robert Smurden back in the day, and from there he's just been a remarkable jockey, really.
Yeah, he has been. And John Size Duff brought up his 1,200th Hong Kong winner.
Yeah, and him and John Moore are having a really good season. And that first winner, Zach Road, two starts, two wins, the Griffin horse, just his name escapes me.
Athero?
Won by seven lengths. It's John Moore said it could be the best horse he's ever trained. And he's a half-brother to Classic Legend, would you believe? What a mare that must be. So he looks exciting.
Is it Pinocchio?
The mayor, I'm not sure.
I got a text from someone yesterday. Righto, we better get some horses to follow. Duff, have you got collared somewhere where you saw them?
It has to be obvious for me this week, and that's Prince Foyers.
Okay, going forward into the JJ Atkins. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I thought that a horse called Stealthy Lucas ran pretty well on Saturday, and he's not far off a win.
Okay, Stealthy Lucas. Josh, what have you spotted?
Sebo Day produced a debutante to win here at Sunshine Coast yesterday. Boys, a filly called Juliana was well supported late in betting and bolted in. She looks pretty promising, and I think she can win better. Juliana.
Okay, for Steve O'Day. And what have you got, Munns?
I was on it out of Scone or Ganser, and she never let her supporters down. Although she didn't win Saturday, she covered ground, but she toughed it right out. When you draw barrier 14, you've got to have a bit of luck, and probably didn't want Renewal to jump as well as it did, and she would have got in. But she'll be winning at her next start, I'd say.
Organza there, who ran second to Renewal in that 1,400-metre handicap. So they're the boys' horses to follow. Enjoy the week, guys. Hope it's another good week. We've got the Oaks. That final field will come out on Wednesday with all the other races, and we count down again to Doomben this week, and then the following week, Eagle Farm for the Stratty. Have a good week, Duff.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
Andrew. Thanks, good Andrew. Good on you, guys.
Good on you. Thanks, Munns. Glenn Munsey there. Good on you. From Tabby's going to swing off now and play some golf. Hope you have enjoyed this morning's edition. Got plenty out of it. I love listening to these guys. That's why they're with us every Monday talking about everything that's going on in racing. You can just learn so much by listening to them. Straight out of our news break, it'll be a full preview with Mick Wallace for today's feature, New South Wales Meeting.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Stem cell treatments have cut the pain, improved movement and halted the spread of arthritis in damaged knees for patients in an Australian medical trial. The results fueling hope of avoiding joint replacement surgery. A homeless man has been charged with murdering a woman in Melbourne. 25-year-old Courtney Heron was found beaten to death at a park on Saturday morning. Detectives have since arrested and charged a 27-year-old man. He will appear in court later today. And two teenagers were stabbed at a park in Menai yesterday, with one 17-year-old taken to hospital hospital for wounds to his abdomen. The other teenager treated for minor lacerations. An 18-year-old was arrested trying to flee the scene. Making headlines in sport this morning, Queensland coach Kevin Walters has confirmed he'll carry three State of Origin debutants into the season opener. Joe Offahan-Gowie, Moses Mbai and David Fifita. While in a somewhat shock move, Walters has named West Tigers fullback Moses Mbai as his utility from the bench, while Ben Hunt has been named at hooker. Blues coach Brad Fittler has rewarded form and named five debutants in his squad for Origin 1 next Wednesday night. Broncos teenager Payne Haas will play Origin after just 10 NRL games, joining Cody Walker, Cameron Murray, Jack Whiten and Nick Cawtrick. And Craig Bellamy says he's happy with the Storm's attitude after a 28-6 win over the Bulldogs moved them to second place on the ladder. And Tyson Frizzell may enter State of Origin under an injury cloud after failing to finish St George Illawarra's 22-9 defeat by Cronulla due to concussion overnight. And Lewis Hamilton has produced a stunning drive, winning his third Monaco Grand Prix. Daniel Ricciardo finishing up in ninth place. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
We can make work a safer place because no matter what you do, safety starts with you. For safety tools and tips, visit safetystartswithyou.newsouthwales.gov.au. Maroubra Anzac Parade, two car accident, northbound lane 2 at Snape Street. Milsons Point, Bradfield Highway, car breakdown, northbound lane 1 at the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Slow traffic, Rookwood Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street for northbounders. Need a new car battery? Visit Battery World and get $20 off the UASA Power Series Ultra Range when you trade in your old car battery. Head to your local Battery World today. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget all the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more. All for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Sky Sports Radio, in conjunction with Harness Racing New South Wales, celebrates the annual Breeders' Challenge Series.
And it's Rock Fisherman with the beautiful running behind the leader. Moves up and goes straight on by.
Over the next few weeks, some of the state's best bred pacers over all age groups will clash at major tracks. They're all chasing positions in regional finals and the lucrative grand final day at Tabcorp Park Menangle on June 30. Harness Racing's New South Wales Breeders' Challenge on Sky Sports Radio.
With Australian racing and breeding tables being dominated by sires who have delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags, Saboob offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of two big mare books of 152 and 178 in his first two seasons. Backed not only by Kitchwin Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Saboob is all set to explode into the racing scene. If type matters, if two-year-old speed matters, then Saboob is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit KitchwinHills.com.
Business tax deductions. Items costing less than $30,000 applies to eligible businesses with annual turnover of less than $50 million. Yes, $50 million. This is a good deal and it helps business. June 30, coming up, huge benefits, great incentive. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers. Before you purchase, seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 12 past 10, big day of racing today at Dubbo. Vince Gordon joins me. Morning, Vince.
Yeah, very good morning to you.
How's the day dawned in Dubbo?
It's a beautiful morning. The sun's shining. We've got about 14 degrees here at the moment. It's going to warm up a little bit more, but then maybe cool down a little bit later. But a nice little zephyr of a breeze coming in from the west, and it looks like being a great day. And as you say, nine races and a trial, so big day of racing.
Two right. How's the track rated?
Good three today. So we're on a good track, well, a beautiful track, actually, to be honest. It's racing well, and our massive nominations, 219 altogether, and 175 acceptors. Congratulations to Damien, our track manager, for the condition he's presenting things in. And over time, it's looking great. And we've formed a cat's fry out here, Cry, the Dubbo being the track where you can win from anywhere, and we're pretty proud of it too.
Fantastic. That's great. So your rail's true. You've got a beautiful surface, a good free today, and a great day.
Absolutely, yes. It's a great day for the qualifying of our Country Classic, our Regional Australia Insurance Solutions Country Classic, a new series for us with the final in a fortnight's time, or just over a fortnight's time. So very excited about that as well. And a series accommodating a country-only race for Benchmark 58 horses.
Brilliant. All right, Vince, have a top day and enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vince. Vince Gordon there. Mick Wallace is going to find the winners. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cosy. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, now the we'll launch into them. We've got nine races there today. The first, number one, Chevron Prince, 340, 234 out. Five, Othia P is $16, six out. Number seven, Supreme Confidence, 81. Catwalk Queen, 859. Friendly Venture, 950. 10, Cohenor Road, 290. 11, Madam Ruby, 11, 12 out. 13, Southern Strategy, 420. 14, Mr. Reward, 19. 15 on the Delta, 34. 16, 17 out. 16, 17, 18 out. 290 favourite, number 10, Cohenor Road.
It'll be hard to beat Cohenor Road, but I've got one ahead of it. My number's 1, 10, 14 and 9. Putting Chevron Prince on top. I tipped this fellow on debut here. He was sent out a $17 chance and he was a slow away, copped a bump shortly after the start to get a long way out of his ground, but he saved a lot of ground getting up along the rails and he was very strong through the line at the end of the 1,100 metres. Stays at that trip again today, but once again has a soft draw. If he can jump on terms with them today and be a little bit closer to them in the run, I think with that natural improvement on his side, I think he'll go awfully close to winning. At 10, which is at Cohenor Road, looks the obvious one they all have to topple here. She's a three-time place getter from six career starts. Finished second at Narromine, two back behind Vintage Flyer, who's since come out and won again, so that form looks okay. And then covered plenty of ground in a pretty hot race at Scone over the carnival when finishing sixth, beaten less than four lengths by King's Champ. The effort was good. The horse that won that race, King's Champ, won comfortably, but the rest sort of finished in a bunch behind that particular runner. So I think with the good draw, she'll roll forward. She'll give a sight, no doubt. 14, which is Mr. Reward. A little bit one pace there at Queanbeyan on debut. I'm not entirely convinced that is his track. He's got an awkward draw today. I'm assuming he'll be ridden quiet, and he could be a possible improver. And we'll throw in the nine, which is a Friendly Venture. Rarely far away, covered ground at Armidale, two starts back in mid-April when finishing fourth. And then last time there at Tamworth was never really a factor after getting back in the ruck and passing a few slow ones late. But it wasn't the best to begin that day, so it may have had an excuse. 1, 10, 14 and 9 in the first.
Second event, one agent King, $4, two out, three Waverton Lad, 950, four Like a Ben, 71, five out, six Tabanui, 380, seven Isaacs Cold, 101, eight Mandela's Image, 101, nine Pentridge, 21, 10 Cute Hootie Patootie, 11, number 11 got the ticket, 61, 12 Occasional, 12, 13 Poetic License, 101, 14 Secret Embrace, $5, 15 Magic Check, 101, 16 out, 17, Vonnegut-Tesque is $5.18 out. Favourite, 380, number 6, Tapanui.
Here, 10, 1, 6 and 14, going with Cootie Patootie. I just think that she's got a sense of timing about her. She's having a third run back from a spell today. She was pretty good here at Dubbo first up over the 1,100 metres on a soft 6 surface. And she worked to the line steadily, was only beaten five lengths by Little Miss Nick. May have just been short of a run that day. Last start there at Mudgee, I got posted 3 deep. No cover and still running okay. Your form guide will say that she was beaten 7.5 lengths, but the winner at Palais de Louvre did win by 4.5 lengths. So she wasn't all that far away. She's got a good draw today. She's got this nice distance progression that I think will really suit her. 1,100 first up, 1,200 second up, 1,300 metres today from the good draw. I think she's a good each-way bet. One Agent King certainly doesn't have a good draw. It's drawn the car park. He was tight in the market there when first up for 25 weeks at Tamworth and had every chance when finishing third behind a gift card. So getting a little bit tired late. Might have just needed that run to tighten him up. Be interesting to see how he's ridden by Greg Ryan today. I'm assuming he might be ridden a little more conservative than what he was first up from a spell. He'll need a little bit of cover. If he can slot in somewhere, looks a main, a real good chance in the race. A six Tapanui, we tipped this horse at Parks last time. Didn't get all the breaks, but in the end was soundly beaten into third spot behind On a Promise. He's getting better with each run. This will be his third run back from a spell. 1400 back to 1300. I don't think that's any real concern. And we'll throw in the 14 Secret Embrace. This is a newcomer to the Nellie Galea yard, formerly with Cindy Alderson. Last had a run on the 15th of April over a mile at Seymour, finished fourth there behind Kiss and Cry. Hard to know what to expect from this filly. First up off a bit of a let up, but I should find this a little bit easier than the races that she's been contesting down there in Victoria. 10, 1, 6 and 14.
Race 3, 1 Pippi's Pride, 16, 2 and 3 out, 4 Sugar Dance, 370, 5 Go the Gampty, 420, 6 Star Shaft, 220, 7 Hamoon Boy, 26, 8 Any Blinken Day, 8, 9 Annecy is $10, number 10 Trust Me Bill, 101, favourite 220, 6 Star Shaft.
1, 6, 4 and 8, the numbers here going with Pippi's Pride. He gets a nice firm track today, and that's where he produces his best runs. He's a nine-time winner from 69 career starts. He's been around a long time. Struck a soft surface there at Scone last time and covered ground. A drop right out. The previous run at Armidale was a ripper in the Gyra Cup behind. I Want to Be a Jeep was posted deep throughout. The jockey went a touch early that day, and he was still right there when the whips were cracking. He's had two starts here at Dubbo for a win back in 2015 over the 1,400 metres, and he's on the run here, finished fifth behind Brazen in the Dubbo Cup. I think he'll settle just off the speed today and looks at value in the race. Six-star shaft. Will be hard to beat, has good metropolitan form, runner-up at Randwick, two back. Last start wasn't far away at Warwick Farm behind Ronstar. Four Sugar Dance, can't take a trip with the barriers. First up, drew 9 of 11. Second up, drew 10 of 11. Third up at Parks, drew 12 of 12. And then today has drawn gate number 10. We'll be ridden for speed and we'll certainly give a sight. Best of the rest, 8 any blinking day. 1, 6, 4 and 8.
Now, race 4, 1 Comzig is 11, 2 Just Chillin' 10, 3 Stagger Up 26, 4 Yevalu Lad 34, 5 Maya Man 370, 6 Paulden 195, 7 Our Lady Violet 11, 8 out, 9 Crimson Page Boy 126, 10 Legenic 126, 11 Sir Leo 12, 12 Exquisite Halo 101, 13 Thursday Star 34, 14 Petra Spirit 101, 15 is a Late Scratching, 16 Timeless Melody 71. Shorty here, $1.95, 6 Paulden.
Selection 6, 5, 1 and 2. I've gone with Paldron. I think Stevie Wonder would have blackbooked this one last start. Had no luck whatsoever at Queen Beanne over the 1,600 metres. Was held up for a run for pretty much the entirety of the straight. Was only beaten a touch over a length behind Skaldak. If it has a good economical run in transit today, which I suspect he will from a soft draw with Greg Ryan on board, he'll be very hard to beat. 1,600 metres at Queen Beanne is very different to 1,600 metres at Dubbo, however, so that perhaps is the only real negative, but it looks certain to win today. 5 Maya Man, that looks the main danger. Is in a rich vein of form at the moment. Went round at 100 to 1 when winning at Narromine two starts back and showed it was no fluke, placing at Mudgee last time, hitting the line strongly behind Redazzity. He was held up on the home corner as well. One Comzig always gives his all. He's a bit of a one-pace conveyance, but he needs to be ridden aggressively, and that's why Billy Cray suits him. Two Just Chill and best of the rest. 6, 5, 1, 2.
Race 5, 1 out, 2 Good to Mac Baby is 21, 3 Lit Up 750, 4 Traffic Cop 550, 5 Dubai's Got Talent 7, 6 on a Promise 6, 7 Flirt of Force 81, 8 The Cyprian $9, number 9 Arrogain 81, 10 Greenskeeper $4, 11 Modern Family 550, 12 Wimmera Bay is 23, 13 Precious Arty 41, 14 out, 15 Mountation 151, 16 Below Road 81, 17 out, favourite 4 even, 10 Greenskeeper.
Plenty of hopes here. I've gone 2, 10, 4 and 3, putting Good Jamak Baby on top. I just think he deserves to break through. He's racing very consistently this preparation. I know he's only won the one from 30, but he's rarely far from the action. I thought his run here at Dubbo 2 starts back over the mile behind Rostam was very good. Was right there when the whips were cracking, and it looked a winning chance halfway up the running. Just got a little bit tired late after being three wide, no cover throughout. Last start there at Wellington, came back to the 1,400 metres, which probably didn't suit. Wasn't ridden out all the way at the end, but was still hitting the line under his own steam behind at Kazar. I think if Kazar All Potent Force, the Quinella at Wellington that day, were here at Dubbo this afternoon, they'd be very tight in the market. Good Jamak Baby at the value on top over 10 Greenskeeper, who's racing really well. Was a bit unlucky when second at Tamworth last time behind Brunui, has the inside gate, so won't have to do any work. A four traffic cop, speaking of unlucky, this horse was bustled away at Mudgee last time and never really seen any daylight in the straight. Was unlucky, went to the line untested when beaten six lengths by Redazzity. And we'll put in three, lit up as best of the rest, coming off a fourth place effort in that Redazzity race at Mudgee last time. 2, 10, 4, and 3.
Bottom of the sixth, 1, 2, 3 are out. Number four, Axis, $6. 5, Ghetto Boy, 19. 6 and 7 out. 8, Phenomenal Spirit, 370. 9, Baggio, 26. 10, Fear Factor, 41. 11, Thunderzone, 7. 12, Safada Sun is $3.20. Number 13, The Scotsman, 26. 14, Emo Girl, 34. 15, Dart Street, 6. 16, 17 out. 18, Fairy Fragrant, 61. Late ones, Late Stretching, number 19. 20, Percussion, 19. Favourite, 320. Number 12, Safada Sun.
I'm a little bit away from the market here today at Dubbo, tipping a few things at decent prices. But it's that kind of day, big fields, and I do think there is value on offer right throughout the card. And a few of these favourites do have things working against them. Numbers here in race number 6 have gone 10, 12, 15 and 11, putting Fear Factor on top. It's been a little while since we've seen the very best from him, but I just thought there were signs of improvement there at Gallaudet last time in a stronger grade. It was a Class 3. Over the 1,250 metres, he got a long way back, and he was really strong through the line, and it was beaten less than three lengths by Wasama. He's got an awkward draw today. I suspect he'll go back. I like the fact that he's getting out the 1,300 metres. He's only been tested, I think, twice past 1,200 metres throughout his career, and both of those were on very heavy tracks. He prefers being on top of the ground. I think he's over the odds today. Perhaps an each-way bet on him. To beat 12 at Siphada Sun, he's on the quick backup from Wellington last week, where he was a shade unlucky when placing third behind Atom. Just got squeezed up a little bit late. He's ready to win. 15 Dart Street was pretty good last time there at Narromine when finishing second behind Baggio. The form out of that race is questionable, however. And what else do we have in there? We'll throw in 11 Thunderzone, who is certainly capable of winning this. First up from a spell today, but did trial up really nicely at Mudgee when finishing fourth behind Bezel. If he's in touch with them around the home corner, he might be able to swap them late. 10, 12, 15 and 11.
On the race, 7, 1 out. Number 2, Blue Channel, 23. 3, Fatinator, 550. 4, Squared, 950. 5 out. 6, 2, Finesse, $10. 7, Little Miss Nick, $3. 8, Rose, say, 750. 9, Dusky Damsel, 750. 10, Ecstatically, 850. 11, Felicette, 41. 12, Wall Alley, 23. 13, Purist, 23. 14, Tiny Bella, 41. 15, Snip Silver, 41. 16, Purely Royal, 51. 17, 18 out. 3, Even Favourites. 7, Little Miss Nick.
9, 7, 4, 10, the selections here, going with Dusky Damsel from the Clint Lundum Yard. I can actually see Lundum Lodge from where I'm positioned here in the car at the moment, and I really do think that this filly is going to improve from her first up effort when she was placed second behind General Soho here over the 1,000 metres. Just found that trip a touch short that day. She's going to strip a lot fitter. She'll be ridden conservatively by Greg Ryan. The fact that she gets out to 1,300 metres is a massive positive. Her only victory came over 1,400. She'll be able to get to the outside, work through her gears, and I think she'll be hard to hold out. 7, Little Miss Nick was very good winning at Dubbo here at the last meeting, getting the maiden out of the way, defeating What the Fuss and Chevron Prince. I think that'll be a maiden that throws up some form. 4, Squared, that generally gives them a head start, but she was flashing home there at Moree last time. That followed a good placing at Parks to start prior. And 10, Ecstatically, might be able to give a side as well. She generally rolls forward in her races, and she wasn't far away at Musselbrook last time behind Trophies Galore. 9, 7, 4 and 10.
Race 8, 1 Austin is 9.50, 2 is out, 3 Delete is 21, 4 is a late scratching, 5 About Time, 41, 6 Maricawa, 3.20, 7 Batane, 12, 8 Skin Deep, 8.50, 9 California Fox, 23, 10 Demon Eyes, 5.50, 11 out, 12 Tulum Brook, 46, 13 out, 14 Bold Dapper, 81, 15 out, 16 Mark My Word, 26, 17 Gone Off is 17, and 18 Griffin's Gaze, 19, 3.20, number 6 Maricawa.
I'll put Maricawa on top, but I think there's a few chances in this race. This 5-year-old by Swift Alliance, trained by Rodney Northam, went around in a pretty hot race there at Scone last time over the 1,300 metres. Got a nice run from gate one with Robert Thompson on board. the gap presented at the top of the straight, and he was really travelling. It looked like he might go on and win the race. He wasn't fancied that day. It was a $31 chance. He was overrun late by a couple of pretty promising horses there in High Shine and Watchdog, even the horse that finished third there in Nico Ladd. They've all got ability. I think this is easier today. He's got that awkward draw, though. Barrier number 16, and he does creep up in the weights. Carried 53 there last time, 59.5 this afternoon. He's got a few things working against him, but he finds himself in a winnable race. A 12, a 2 on Brook. Did the right thing by us at Parks last time, winning by a space, defeating at Waverton Ladd and Bozer Riz. There wasn't a great deal of depth to that maiden that day, but he certainly looks like a horse on the up. 8 Skin Deep should be ready to produce the goods today. Has won at Dubbo in the past and was pretty good at Mudgee last time behind a Gentle Persuasion. I think he'll be at peak fitness today and be hard to hold out. And 7 Pertain, we made this a horse to follow on the Take 2 program at the last Wellington meeting. He was very strong at the end of the 1400 last time when finishing third behind Kazar and Potent Force. If he has any luck from a bad draw, he'll be in the finish. 10, 12, 8 and 7.
And the ninth one at least $7, 2 out, 3 Lana Brook is 360, 4 Loves the Hassle, 10, 5 Jatello, 15, 6 at Tennant, 34, 7 SCB, 14, 8 Gobo Jangles, 550, 9 Satan Dar, 26, 10 Magic Benito, 10, 11 Gilly Moose, 26, number 12 Malvarina, 13, 13 Dynamite Dan, 950, 14 Billy Bandier, 15, 15 King Tom, 71. Favourite 360, 3 Lana Brook.
10, 4, 3 and 8, the selections in the lucky last, going with Magic Benito, who is 1-for-1 at the track. I was first up for 26 weeks when going around at Tamworth last time in a benchmark 58, and he was never going to win that race. He had 61.5 kilos on his back in the outside gate. He got back, found the fence, and didn't have all of the luck in the straight either. Went for a couple of runs that did close in his face, but he wasn't beaten far. I think he'll improve a lot second up today. Has been placed 2 of 5 second up in the past. And he doesn't have to go as far back today from gate number 6. And if he just settles midfield, he's got a good turn of foot. And I think he'll be right in the finish. We'll put the 4 in for second, which is Loves a Hassle. He continues to be underrated first up today. Has got very good first up form. 4 starts for 2 wins and a minor placing. He was placed first up last preparation at Narromine over the 800 metres. Just found that a little short. 1,000 metres first up today. Looks perfect. The 3, which is Lala Brook. I think if the best version of Lala Brook turns up today, I think he'll win by a space. It's just he's got a few little question marks around him at the moment, going off his last couple of performances. Finished last at Tamworth. 2 starts back. That was back in June of last year. Covered ground that day. And then last time at Gilgandra. Tied up and finished last behind Sugar Dance. Interesting to see where he's at. And we'll put in 8 Gobo Jangles, who put a bit of spice into our quaddie here at the last meeting, winning at around about 30 or 40 to 1. Comes back from the 1,100 metres to the 1,000 today. I don't think that's any real concern. She's a real track specialist. 10, 4, 3 and 8 in the last.
Now, any good things here?
Look, I like race 4, number 6, Pauldron, but it's getting short enough now. It's at an odds-on quote. I thought around about $2.50 was the right price. But it's the kind of day that you can back you can probably back a couple of horses in each race at a price and hope to jag a result.
All right, terrific. Mick, look forward to your late mail throughout the day.
Thank you very much, Cozzy.
Mick Wallace, 29-11, Sky Sports Radio.
Join us at Rosehill Gardens for Matt Callender Charity Race Day in support of the Mark Hughes Foundation and Living Cancer Trust on Saturday, June 1. Headlined by the $150,000 listed WJ McKell Cup. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Matt Callender Charity Race Day at Rosehill Gardens. Advanced tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $50. Book now at theraces.com.au.
It's 28-11, Sky Sports Radio. We update the latest news and sport now. Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Queensland coach Kevin Walters has named his Origin squad this morning, putting injury certain.